We got a chance to give our home crowd something they deserve, which is a win.
Coming home, our fans and crowd, I think it's about time for us to shoot the ball well. Pat in a high clip. Be ready to go. Pat in a high clip, high clip.
That's the sound of the horn. Welcome to an all-new playoff edition ClipCast. I'm your host, Chris Cowild. With me, as always, is Burbank Hank. Let's go!
You know, PG having four fouls early on in that third quarter really hurt us. And so we had some turnovers that led to easy baskets for those guys. And then we couldn't score the ball like we needed to. So only having 21 points in that third quarter, you know, really hurt us offensively. Got to win in seven now.
We just missed shots. Couldn't get nothing to go in.
Damn it. Nuts and bolts, man. Floppy disks. Crap.
I hate Staples Center.
Dang, man.
I hate Staples Center.
It's not our arena. It's the Kings Arena.
It's the Kings Stanley Cup
stinking
arena.
Dumb fart butts.
Here's the good news. We've been swearing for now a solid 40 seconds with no real swears. So we're still a family show.
We're still a family show.
Stinky, dirty butt farts.
Stinky, dirty.
Dang, man.
Farts out of people's bathing suit parts.
Dang it.
Crap. I hate Staples Center, and here's why. The last time that we won a home playoff game in Staples Center because of stupid COVID and stupid the bubble, the last time the Clippers won a home playoff game at Staples Center, April 18th, 2017.
Oh, that's not true.
It's eight losses in a row at Staples Center. PG-13 and Kawhi Leonard 0-3. At Staples Center, Montrezl Harrell, Sweet Lou Williams, and Pat Beverly, 0-3. And then you go back to Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. The last time we won was when they beat the Utah Jazz in Game 2 of a 7-game series. They would lose. They'd lose at home Game 5. They'd lose at home Game 7. I hate Staples Center.
Dang it,
get
man.
Me to Inglewood. Let's all GoFundMe to open up the Clippers Arena, excuse me, the Ballmer Sports Activity Center.
Anywhere but here.
In Inglewood. I don't ever want to ever go back
that
to
hurt,
Staples Center ever again.
That hurt.
The sad news is I may never go back to Staples Center ever again.
Not this season.
Ugh. Here's the deal. We're going to obviously go and win in Dallas.
Oh, we're going to win in Dallas because no team,
because no
in,
home
this,
team has
in this series has won at home.
Game. Clippers undefeated on the road.
But we had that in, we had it in front of us. We were up. We were down.
It was 100.
100 to 101. Now, as I remember it, which, by the way, keep in mind, I was losing my mind screaming.
Absolutely. And you had a couple.
Well, to be fair, I'd had a couple.
You tossed a couple back.
I tossed a couple back at the half.
And by the way.
But I was not drunk. I just had a couple drinks.
Here's the deal. You tossed a couple back, and all of a sudden the Clippers go on a run.
From what I was seeing.
You got loose.
Terrence Mann.
Uh-huh.
He goes a little crazy. He's
sure.
got that young man energy.
Yeah.
He got the ball. We drove down the court.
Down
we had
one.
8.8 seconds on the clock. No shot clock.
No, we had more than that.
And he crushed it into the painted area.
Right.
Was it him and Paul George maybe that were in there
Paul
together?
Paul George missed a three.
And, but
the
they
ball
were.
Over,
but it was not uncontested. In my opinion, it would have been a veteran's move to have called a timeout and set up a play.
Because
you only needed a two.
We're down.
Or to get fouled.
We're down
but,
10.
But I mean, you live by the man, you die by the man.
We're down 10 with 2 minutes and change left in the game after being down 4 with 4:04 left in the fourth. We're down 10 with 2 and change.
We've been down 14.
And all of a sudden, Mook hits a 3. Somebody else hits a 3. Kawhi Leonard gets 3 the hard way, and
the
we go on
way.
A 9-0 run. And then all of a sudden, they have the ball 101 to 100. We get the ball back.
Turnover.
And we just stomp and storm and do not take our time and do not get the ball into Kawhi Leonard's
hands.
By
the way, if we'd made that shot, they still would have had
eight
six
seconds.
And a half seconds left on the clock or
no,
more.
No. 8 seconds left, and
eight
they
seconds.
Would have been down one.
It's a bummer. The other bummer is that we did – I will quote my friend and my broadcast partner, Chris Wild.
Oh, Chris Cowild.
We did everything right but win. We had five guys in double digits. They had two guys in double digits. But here's a
we held Luka Doncic to, like, nothing in the fourth.
Listen, Clippers Nation – we've had a lot of conversations counting the people in double digits, and we have very often said to you that three starters are in double digits and two starters have 8 points or 6 points. This is our starting lineup of five players. 10 points, Nick Batum. 20 points, Kawhi Leonard. 16 points, Marcus Morris Sr. 20 points, Reggie Jackson. 23 points, Paul George. But the remaining four players, our bench combined for 11 points. Mm. I don't think 11 points get you there. I don't think your star, I'm sorry to say, getting 20 and 5 gets you there. 25 and 5. But I don't think that gets you there. 7 of 19 shooting and 1 of 7 from 3 for Kawhi. But Kawhi's not your three-point guy.
It was his worst game of the series.
He's not your assassin.
But he's shooting, he was up until tonight, shooting phenomenally well from 3.
But P.S., Reggie went 50%. You want to guess how many shots, 50% from 3. You want to guess how many shots he hoisted from 3, Chris? Really guess.
He probably went 5 for 10. Did I nail it?
6 for 12.
Jeez Louise, 6 for 12.
But what's crazy is that we shot darn near the same amount of threes as the Mavs, and they made the exact same amount.
So Ty Lue makes the adjustments that he needs to make, and none of us called it. No one called.
No one called Reggie going back to starting.
No one called Reggie Batum starting. I called Batum starting.
Batum, we saw that happening. We didn't know Serge Ibaka was going to be out injured, or we might have said Batum.
But no one saw Pat Beverly getting nothing.
But golly. Whether it's holding him to it or him just not shooting great, we seemed to get a lot of stops. We held Luka, unless I'm wrong, to 2 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And yet it just...
I want to say he went into the fourth with 40 and literally ended up with 42. But he did not score late. He really didn't. And obviously he had a phenomenal game. And what's crazy is you and I are watching the game together. Every time Luka gets in the paint... He literally was fouled hard one time. One time.
Yeah, you wanted more hard fouls.
I want Mook Morris that. In there. I want big bodies, Kawhi Leonard, Zubats. I want guys that are big and strong. As soon as Luka gets into the paint, put a body on him.
Yeah.
I also want to play Game 7 in the Anaheim Pond or wherever. The sports arena, the Galen Center. Anywhere but Staples. I don't ever want to come back to Staples Center ever again. Hate Staples Center.
Well, no, don't say that. We want to come back for Game 7.
No, here's the thing.
Well, they're not going to play it in a different spot. Not going
to
play it in your beachside court in Redondo Beach.
Why not the Galen Center on Figueroa?
Why not the beachside court in Palos Verdes?
Why not Hermosa Beach youth basketball?
What's wrong
the gym could comfortably sit at least 50.
What's wrong with the Burbank Burroughs High School Arena.
The Burbank Burroughs High School Arena.
And at least 15 fans could come back to Burbank Hank's house and swim in the above ground pool afterwards.
So April 18th,
nuts,
2017.
Man. Dang it.
Was my wife's birthday. It was, that's like 4 years ago. No, understand Clippers Nation. We won home games in the playoffs last year, except for it was in Orlando or Kissimmee or wherever in Florida where crocodiles and alligators coexist, and the stupid bubble was a stupid anomaly where one didn't play four and two didn't play three. One was knocked out and two was knocked out, and you know who won it all. Now we're down 2-3, and I really wanted to be up 3-2 while you know who was down 2-3.
I know
you've got
did.
A six-pack on it.
I know. I can't even think about that. I can only think about what happened tonight. And you look down the team stat lines. And if you had showed me this line of stats for this game and said, bet money, even money, on who won this game, I would have said the Clippers. I mean, we got 10 blocks tonight to their 2 blocks.
After we went on
that run. We had more players in double digits, and not squeaky clean double digits.
No.
Not 10 points.
Right, no.
18 points, 20 points, 23 points.
The point spread attitude. But here's the thing, Hank. We went on that run to start the half, and then Dallas responded with, I believe, a 16-0 run. I don't know how Ty Lue allows a 16-0 run. I truly don't. I really, honestly do not understand that.
I don't know, man.
And I liked him responding, and I don't know either, because I would have never in a million years said Reggie Jackson get the start. I really wouldn't have. I truly wouldn't have. But obviously, Reggie Jackson is defending the Dallas Mavericks better than Patrick Beverley. Patrick Beverley has not been the guy. Now, granted, he hasn't had his sea legs because he hasn't played in forever. Serge Ibaka, not an option. that sound right there, that horn honking off in the distance, just reminds Clippers Nation,
alert,
we're here in the Vivid Seats studios.
Oh, we're in the Vivid Seats.
Where each seat
studios
is more vivid than the next.
There's plenty of Vivid Seats, that's for sure.
But here's what really chaps my lips, Hank. Here's what really puts a burr in my saddle.
Okay, go on, I'm listening.
We tanked those last two games.
Oh, here we are again. It's the
to
truth.
Be healthy. Except for
that's not where we did it.
It
I don't buy it.
I see that's I really truly think we thought if we have all guys active, we can beat anybody. So we tanked those games to make sure everybody was healthy. And we're not playing everybody. We're not playing Serge. Obviously, he's not available. We're not playing Patrick Beverley.
Oh,
he
that's
is
interesting.
Available.
That's interesting.
So it irritates me that we tanked so we'd have gas in the tank and we're not using Patrick
Beverley. So it feels so it, then I will take the next step and say it feels like we were thinking too long term instead of win the next game. Win the next game.
We're not taking it. We're not taking it one game at a time.
You know,
that's
and
for
to
sure.
And to what was it? Because we were avoiding. Were we avoiding the Lakers? If that's what we were doing, they're
well,
down.
They
they're
suck.
Down 3-2.
They're also like, I don't. I honestly, I truly don't believe it was to avoid the L word because they were the 7 seed, injured throughout the season. Injury's still a problem. So history repeats itself. They were bums this season. They're bums in the postseason. They're screwed. They're screwed. So why tank? Why tank? Oh, I told you why we tanked. So we'd have gas in the tank, so we'd be healthy. We had all 15 guys active. We have not played more than 9 guys, to my knowledge, except for the blowout game when Oturu got his precious minutes and Luke Kennard got his precious minutes. But I'm not saying to even play Kennard, who, by the way, I'm saying we should play. I'm saying play Patrick Beverley. Try something during that 16-0 run besides Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, when we're 14 of 38 from three, you don't put Pat Patterson in and let's just let him put up 1-3. Just
Luke
see
Kennard.
If he gets hot. Because we have seen Pat Patterson get out on the court
come
and
out
shoot
just
three for three from three.
We've seen Luke Kennard come out and
but,
just get
but
perfect.
I'll also say this wasn't game 7. This was not game 6.
No.
This was game 5.
It's 2-2.
No one has
it was
no one has won at home. We
it's
could
2-3.
We have most of the season not lost back-to-back games. I want to say we've I mean,
here's the deal. We've won 3 in a row at Dallas. We've won 3 in a row at
yeah,
Dallas.
Yeah, so now we go to Dallas and win.
And we win. And we come back here game 7, but here's my pitch. Maybe across the street at Galen Center, maybe at the Anaheim Pond.
You're pitching the wrong guy. I don't get maybe, to make that decision.
Maybe at the SoFi Stadium.
You're giving false hope to Clippers Nation.
You know, Ballmer owns the Great Western Forum.
Now, here's what I will say also.
Yeah.
Clippers Nation showed up and cheered. Toot, toot.
Oh, finally, dude.
There was a
was
nice rowdy crowdy.
Been. Yeah, absolutely.
Rowdy,
oh,
crowdy.
Rowdy crowdy.
We were
nice.
Sitting right behind a grip of Mavs fans.
Yeah.
Because we were in the press seats and the Mavs fans were in the nosebleeds where they belong.
Yeah, and we were technically...
And we still could hear more Clippers fans than Mavs.
Absolutely. And finally, for the first time, honestly.
Well, the Clippers asked for it and they got it.
I am about to cry. I'm very upset.
It's very upsetting. It's a real heartbreaker. We were literally praying.
Oh, yeah.
And I was actually literally praying.
We were down 10 late and we went on a 9-0 run and then got a stop.
And got a stop that you need.
And
then had the
what?
Ball with 9 seconds left.
The fridge.
Oh, that was close. Because I don't want the R rating.
Who's a great what the Fiondu? I was trying to think of a F word Clipper.
What the Felix Unger?
Well, he's not a Clipper.
Oh, it has to be a Clipper?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to go for Clippers with the F sound. I've got another one.
Fiondu is all I can think
what
of.
What the Folks? Tremaine Folks.
That's close.
Tremaine Folks.
No, I get it. I really get it. It's very close. What the Friendship?
Again,
Clipper,
that's not
great
a Clipper.
Clipper. Oh, isn't it? Is it not? Our it great isn't. Clippers friendship of 20
you
plus
can't
years.
Think of a single F sound Clipper.
Yeah, Tremaine Folks.
In 20 years of Clipper fandom.
Tremaine Folks.
I've already named two, Fiondu and Folks. You've got nothing.
Fiondu doesn't start with an F.
That's
it starts
out.
With an M.
That's an F sound.
It's Fiondu. It's Fiondu.
All right. I got to think of a third one to really shut you down. What the feral? What the feral Yogi Ferrell? Active Clipper? Active Clipper? All right, so 3-0.
I'm not playing this game.
All right, so should we get a bet going, you and I, for the remaining two games? Because why don't we get a Clipper bet cooking, okay?
Well, I'm going to tell you what my opinion is.
Tell me your opinion, please, on the Clipper opinion show.
We are going to blow them out in Dallas.
Oh, I need that.
And squeak them in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Pass overtime. Like that
game
close.
Game seven.
That close. It's going to be a great series. And then, our next series may be less.
All right, so the bet is... I'm going to say close game in Dallas, blowout at home.
We agree they're going to win both games, of course.
Of course. You're going to say blowout
blow
in,
it
Dallas,
in Dallas, close game at home. Now, let me say
six
this.
Six-pack on the
let
line?
Let me say this. Yes.
Okay.
We'll bet a six-pack. But let me say this.
Please say it.
What I think will happen is that it will be a close game, but we will win by close to double digits in L.A.
I truly...
But it's not a blowout. It's going to be like we it's close and then... We edge them and then run up a lead.
I truly do believe
that like this was a close game, but
game
we lost
six.
By five.
I truly do believe we win game six. All the pressure is
on
Dallas.
Oh, you're going to win game six.
And we've won three in a row in that building.
You think it'll be a close one? Because Luca's healthy and he's going to shoot 50 points.
I honestly don't, but I needed to do a bet.
Oh, buddy, don't. Come on, stay positive.
Well, I think it's going to be a blowout in Dallas.
Oh, you think it'll be a blowout? I think it's going to be a close one.
And I'm... Oh,
no, I said it's going to be a... I'm confused.
Please stop. Playing with your mask. It's an audio nightmare. I have to
Oh, you can hear it?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
This microphone picks up everything.
It's terribly sensitive.
Except
how about this? How about this?
Yeah.
You're one of my closest friends and I love you dearly.
Damn it. Don't you dare.
You said
not,
dang it.
Not with positivity right
now.
No,
we're going to blow them out in Dallas.
I was
going
to say what it can't pick up.
We're going to blow them out in Dallas and it's going to be a close game.
Sounding Clipper player from you. It picks up everything else.
Flip Wilson.
That is not...
Mike Fratello, who we saw in person.
Oh, we saw him up close.
We
the
saw
czar.
Him in person.
The czar, the good czar.
We saw him.
He's much shorter than even you think.
But still holds a lot of gravitas.
Oh, so much gravitas.
Just a cool dude.
To see him ride up that high in an elevator
saw
with
Seaman
all
tonight.
That weight.
Clipcast fan Paul Scheer. I saw Paul Scheer tonight talking to Seaman. I said hey to Seaman. I gave him a dap and a hug. And honestly thought, I know Paul listens to the Clipcast. We love him. We're fans of his work. I should say hey to him. And I just got a little shy about it. They were having a conversation. I didn't want to interrupt it. So, Paul, if you're listening, we love you, man. I should have said, hey, when I had a chance, I love your personalized sheer jersey.
Black Monday, Black Friday. His show, Black Something on Showtime. Black Something. It's not Blacklist. That's on NBC. Black Monday, Black Friday. Paul knows because he's on it. just follow him on Twitter and watch what he tells you to watch. I'll tell you who I walked out of the stadium with.
Yourself.
Me from 19 years ago.
By now, you probably can look on our Twitter feed and see what we're talking about.
Oh, sure. And our Instagram. Both are at LA Clipcast on Instagram and Twitter. And you can see the 19 years ago me cut out.
Wait, were you talking about Black Monday?
Yeah, Black Monday, starring Paul Scheer and Don Cheadle on Showtime.
I thought you were doing a bit.
No, it's my favorite show.
Good,
I just
dude.
Haven't
it's
watched
so good.
It yet, but I gotta watch it. I will watch it. I like to wait and binge. I'm a waiter binger. That's what I do.
I mean, it's gonna be, it's so good.
All right, Gina so Hall. Here's the deal. I think it is so Clippers for the Clippers to get out of round one in seven, which is so Clippers.
So stretch it all out.
So Clippers.
Got to stretch it.
And for us to get our first home Clippers playoff win at Staples.
Sure, shake off the juju.
For game seven.
Yeah.
And then I honestly think Utah Jazz is less of a problem.
What about then if you never lose at home from that point on?
I would love that so much.
Did you find it interesting Zoo didn't get more minutes down the stretch? Because he was kind of great. Oh, actually, it was great early with 9 rebounds. It took him a long time to get that 10th rebound.
I feel like...
And we needed points. We needed points.
I feel like when Zoo's on the floor, then Doncic scores at will.
Yeah, and we needed points.
We needed
We were getting
offense,
a lot of stops.
Rebounds.
We were getting a lot of stops.
Offense, yeah.
No points.
I mean, we went on that 9-0 run.
It just came down to, like, we came back and we lost.
Came down to the final few seconds, and we had the ball and a one-point deficit, and we rushed it. I didn't like the fact that Kawhi Leonard did not have nearly enough shot attempts for me tonight.
If the shot had dropped, we would be singing a different song.
And I'll tell you something.
We had some momentum. We were driving the lane. We had a shot at it. It just didn't fall in. We didn't see it on TV. We saw it in the live game.
So I don't know the
name.
So
I've never been more interested to go home and watch the last 2 minutes of a game because we watched it live.
Sure.
So I am very curious to see what that last possession looked like. But from what we saw live, I agree with you. It just felt like...
Here's my bee's keys of the game. Win a game at Staples Center in 4 years.
Oh, it's what you want. just ever.
Just win one game just in ever. 4 years.
You know, a real good... A real,
at Staples
the
Center.
The most important move would be to ever win a
ever
game.
Ever at home. Ever.
In my son's lifetime.
So there
in
my, is...
In, I know. In your godson's lifetime.
I know, my godson. I'm his godfather.
They have never won a playoff game
at Staples Center.
At home.
No.
Wait, hate your home. Why do you hate your home?
They've been in the playoffs 9 out of the past 10 years. Now,
I've
granted,
won at home.
Again,
if you won at home, you've won in your home.
Multiple times, many times. Just today, earlier, I won at home multiple times. I understand the bubble nonsense, but like Kawhi Leonard has not won at Staples Center in the playoffs as a Clipper ever.
They asked the fans to get loud, toot-toot. The fans
and they got loud.
Pat them on the back. Give them a toot their horns.
No boogie, not forever, any moment, not a single moment of boogie to go in and just literally punish Doncic if he gets in the
paint. I don't
know,
man. When you come back.
I know, we were
right
there.
They were up 16 at one point in the game. Our greatest lead was 6. When you come back.
Oh, really? Is that true?
Yeah, their greatest lead was 16 and our greatest lead was 6. When you come back like that, I don't know that throwing a guy out there that hasn't had any playoff minutes is the answer. But I don't know. Rondo was not shooting great tonight. He got some nice assists, but he wasn't getting points. You don't rely on him for that. Oh, it just is a bummer.
I'll tell you something, and I don't mean to bring this up. I don't even know the name of the ref, but whoever refed tonight, the Clippers are like 0-8 versus.
Well, I mean, we also off the top
like
of
something stupid and
off
horrible.
The top of my head, we got far more trips to the line than they did.
And
I
what's
think.
Crazy is
so. I mean, I hear you. I know it's a great bit, but like,
no, I
we
know.
We shot 6 more free throws than they did.
Ain't that something though? When a ref is there and you've lost 8 in a row with that same ref, that's just something. I don't know, but here we are. We've lost 8 in a row at Staples Center. That ain't the ref.
Do you get nervous when the fans start cheering bad things to the ref? Like, hey, guys, cut it out. The ref's going to, like,
right.
Call
you
calls.
Look thin. You look thin. Like, we should flatter the ref and see if that works.
Because I would suck. Do you. I would do you,
ref
sir.
Ref you suck does not work.
Ref you suck is what it, you got to think they're like, oh, show you fans. Right?
I'm telling you. For me, and this is at Fly By Night, okay? At Fly By Night, Justin Russo, who is just the
best.
Oh,
he's great.
The
Russo.
Best when it comes to stats, okay?
Sure.
Like,
good dude.
So, in the first 4 games, okay, Batum on, Rondo on, the Clippers are plus 39 in 67 minutes, okay? First 4 games. Batum off, Rondo on, LA Clippers in 22 minutes, plus 2. Batum on, Rondo off, LAC plus 8, 46 minutes. Batum off, Rondo off, Dallas is plus 30. What does that tell you? Batum and Rondo need to start, okay? Not Reggie, Rondo.
Well, I mean, there's certainly nothing wrong with making another drastic change. It worked the last time.
I'm just looking at these numbers by the great Fly By Night. At Fly By Night, Justin Russo, who I love and I'm a fan of, and I saw it tonight and he didn't stand during the anthem.
He was working.
I guess.
He was working.
Him and Clips Nation, Sabrina Merchant, they didn't stand.
I have to tell you, half the people.
A lot of people up there didn't
more
stand.
More than half the people in the and press also, section were working and not standing. I think they're there to work and it's not the same thing. I don't think that's
none
it.
None of the cardboard cutouts stood during the national anthem. Not even you and me, Hank.
Sure.
And we were there multiple times.
Sure.
I need to see something. I need to see more Rondo and Batum, because Justin Russo's telling me that they are cooking the Mavs when they're on the floor together. So put them on the floor together more. So I don't have the stats in front of me of what they did tonight. But all I know is we were down one late. We were down 10 late. We went on a 9-0 run late. We got the stops we needed. We got the scores we needed. And then we rushed it. And it's we
Batum,
lost.
Batum, Rondo, and who?
It's just Batum and Rondo on the floor together.
They were 0-4 from three shooting. But, you know.
Oh, really? So.
But they combined.
Batum, no threes? No threes.
He only shot one.
Okay, so you have the stats in front of me. Please tell me how many shot attempts total Kawhi Leonard had. And I need 20 from him.
He shot 19. Pretty close.
No, see, that's like, literally. What did I just say? I need 20?
Well, you don't have to yell at me.
We're down one with 8 seconds.
Well, I mean, they all.
And you got a guy who shoots lights out in the playoffs as the best player on planet Earth.
Yeah.
So he shoots 20 and we win. Literally, I just said I need 20 and he gives me 19.
He also only made 7 of the 19. He went one.
He would have gone 8 for 20.
Chris, he went one. Hear me on this. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard shot 14 threes combined, and they made combined 4. So, I mean, that's kind of your stat.
May I quote you? Chris
Porzingis. Oh, I forgot about that. Kristaps Porzingis is the I think it was Luka Doncic is the sound you make when you throw up.
You said Kristaps Porzingis when you would drink too much when you were a college student is the sound you would make when you
Hard vomit in college, man. That's a binge vomit. Oh, my gosh.
So, all right. So, here's the deal.
I'm ready for the deal.
I'm going to tell you the deal, okay?
Fans still look real good.
2D fans, 3D fans. I do hope that if we do have to go back to Staples Center, I think there will be a Game 7. I don't know why we're committed to Staples Center as the venue. God,
idiot. You are a true idiot.
I would literally rather play at, like, the Torrance Rec Center. I'd rather play at the Gardenia Rec Center. All right. Anyway, so here's the deal. I'm going to tell you the deal right now. You ready for the deal?
I'm not sure if I am. I feel this is the most you've sounded like Donald Trump in real life.
I'll tell you the deal.
People are telling
me. You want the deal.
People are telling
me. A lot of people are saying it's a deal.
A lot of people are saying.
So, there's only 10 teams left in the NBA right now. Okay?
Yeah.
The Wizards are gone. Russell Westbrook's Wizards, they're gone. Bradley Beal, he's done. Okay?
Yeah.
The New York Knickerbockers, Julius Randle, God bless him. Tom Thibodeau, Derrick Rose.
Are they? Did the Knicks get eliminated?
They're done. They're gone. Okay. Memphis Grizzlies. The Grizzlies. Ja Morant.
Yeah, they're done.
They're done. They won 3 in a row, including 2 play-in games, including beating the 1 seed. But they're done.
Yeah.
There are 10 teams left standing. 2 of them are from L.A. One of them is your L.A. Clippers. 2/3 of the league are dead. On fishing, nothing left in the tank.
Okay.
There are 10 teams that live to play another day, and the Clippers are one of them. We need to go into Dallas and do what we've done now 3 times in a row, get that W, and we will. That's in 48 hours, and I look forward to it. We didn't podcast after those 2 W's.
No.
So clearly we can't podcast after the next W.
We've learned in this postseason, all of us together, Clippers Nation, as friends, we've learned, we've grown together.
Sure.
We've cried, we've lied.
Mm-hmm. Told lies to each
other. Told the truth. We've eaten Baby Ruths.
Sure. Oh, sure.
And what we've learned is that we are superstitious.
Oh, very superstitious. The writing's on the wall, Clipper Nation.
But I mean, I guess you could argue we clipcasted after both losses and then we won. We didn't clipcast after both wins and then we lost. So what do we do? We're clipcasting after our loss.
We're clipcasting after loss, so we're going to win.
So we'll win and then...
And then we'll win again.
We clipcast again so that we win? I'm very confused about what the superstition is here.
I don't know. We're obviously going to win game 6.
We're going to win it. We're going to win both of them.
So I don't know.
Do or die.
Hit us up at LA Clipcast. Here's what I know for sure. Tell us what to do because
here's
we
what
don't
I know,
know
for sure. If the worst thing happens, the good news is I just won't watch basketball again until the next Clippers preseason game.
Here's the only good takeaway of the unforeseeable. Again, there's only 10 teams left in the NBA, only 10 teams
Should
left
we
standing.
Not speak about what
Congratulations,
we'll
by the way, to the Nets and Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan who have advanced. Congratulations to the Greek Freak who has advanced. Congratulations to Utah Jazz, who we will beat next round, who has advanced. That's three teams that have advanced right off the dome that I'm thinking about. There's got to be a fourth. And then there's three series of six teams still cooking. So that's L-Word. They're going to lose to the Suns. They'll be done. There's Blazers going to lose to the Nuggets. They'll be done. And then there's us. We're going to go in there.
You think the Trailblazers are a lock to lose? Is it because Dame Lillard put up that record night and it wasn't enough?
It wasn't enough. And his teammates are garbage.
They really let him down.
They're garbage.
CJ McCollum's not garbage. He just was playing by himself. It was like Space Jam. Literally, like one great player.
And like Covington looked good to help get them to OT, but it was all Dame, obviously. And then Covington helped with his mask. But McCollum was trash. Melo was horrible. I love Carmelo. World champion with the Syracuse Orange people. Team USA champion. Not an NBA champion.
Hall of Famer, though.
We're in the final 10. Two-thirds of the league are dead and fishing. One-third stands. And I like us at Dallas. I do. The road team has constantly won and will. And it's the most Clipper thing ever to finally win Game 7 at home. Finally. So let's let that happen. And let's let that be the thing that will happen over the next 72
hours. And let's make sure this is what we need to make it further than round one also. Not just win this series, but make it that we beat the Dallas Mavericks not just because Luka was having nerve damage. So we need to really beat them. He looks like he's fine. He was wincing a little.
He wasn't laughing. He wasn't the Riddler or the Joker.
Well, his arrogance had dropped, but he still was playing great. And he warmed up over the course of the game. We just need to beat them.
We won the last.
There's no reason why we can't beat a team that has one guy who gets 40 and another guy that gets 20. And then we have five players in strong double digits. We should just beat them. So we just need to do that. We had Porzingis in early foul trouble.
Right.
We just need to beat them.
And we got Maxi basically out of the game with all his foul trouble.
Maxi Kleber and his foul trouble.
Yes. So we've won the last three in Dallas. They've won the last four at Staples. Dallas has won the last four at Staples. Mathematically, that means the Clippers will have to win four at Dallas. So we're going to win four in a row there. They just won four in a row here, and then it all comes down to Game 7.
I'm nervous.
You and I will not be Clipcasting after that Game 6 W.
Okay. That's what you think? That's what you think is the call?
Maybe we need to.
I feel like we need to because it's not
the W.
To guarantee the W. Yeah. We're going to win on Friday, and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And we're going to maybe talk about it either way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's either the end of our season or we need to Clipcast in either.
And the silver lining is, gang, no matter how
never
this
the end
season
of the podcast,
ends, but never, yeah. never. Speaking of, whenever this season does end, and I do hope it ends in a championship because fan base
July or August or whenever it
more.
Happens.
And we're not just a – L.A. isn't a Clipper town because we are a Clipper nation. It's not a town. It's a nation. I love that. I saw that on Twitter
I like
today.
That too, sir.
Whenever this season does end, and I do hope it ends versus Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan in the finals, like we called on this show, Nets Clippers Finals, we called it. The next season of Clipcast is our 10th season. A decade of decadence. And that is exciting.
10th anniversary is the tin anniversary.
Is that what you get?
Tin or aluminum?
Aluminium.
It surprised me. I thought it would be diamond.
I thought it'd be something better than 10.
Diamond is much higher, like 20 or 30 or 50 or 100.
We'll be here. we're not going anywhere.
No, we're just going to keep doing this. We've been doing it for 20 years.
Well, we had a blast and a losing effort, and I'm so sorry, Clippers Nation, that you have now seen 3 home losses. We are 0-3 in that building, in that horrible, horrible building. Here's the good news. I promise you, I promise you that we only have to suffer through that building for 2 more full seasons, I believe. What are we in, 21? So we have to suffer through 22, 23, and then in 24 we move in, but maybe it's 24, 25. Regardless, 2 or 3 more seasons to suffer in that building, and I do think we can get a banner or 2 or 3 to hang temporarily before we move it to Inglewood and the Ballmer Sports Access Center. By the way, I believe Denver plays in the Ball Arena, which is setting the table for the Ball Sack. I see that. Ball Arena,
which is like... The Ballmer Sports Arena Complex? Is that what the Ball Sack is?
The Ballmer Sports Arena Complex or the Ballmer Sports Access Center. Take your pick. Either way, it's Ball Sack.
I don't want either of them. Either way. Both are off-putting. Both are really off-putting and uncomfortable to hear about.
Either way, pick your Ball Sack.
Just stop saying Ball Sack.
But the Denver Nuggets play at the Ball Arena. And the only time I've seen that same ball is on mason jars. So I just love that the Denver Nuggets play in the mason jar arena.
We use mason jars around the house. Oh my God, the ball jars.
I love mason jars.
Clippers Nation, hang tough.
Hang in there.
We're going to hang in there with you.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to you about it Friday night, regardless.
Totes, my goats.
We're talking to you guys Friday night.
All right.
You'll be hearing from us Friday night. Are we firing
up the engines here at the Vivid Seats?
Each seat more vivid than the next because it got hot. It was a hot one. It was a hot one in the Vivid Seats studio. We're opening up. This is, again, the sunroof of the Vivid Seats Foley artist's dream, this show. Our last episode, by the way, what is that? You're rubbing your mask? Very good. Our last episode was our most listened to episode of the year.
Clippers Nation is activated. Clippers Nation is on point. They rose to the call of the team and the coaches to get loud.
And they did. Get proud. Get loud.
And honestly, I truly believe this. I truly believe that last run was on the shoulders of the fans, willing it to happen. And it's going to happen in Game 6. And Game 7, we'll all be back in our temporary home at Staples Center cheering our Clippers on to the second round.
We will win Game 7. We will win.
We are going to win.
Game 7. And I hate Staples Center. I hate it.
You've made that
abundantly clear
tonight, yes.
I was the first person in the media.
Oh, please don't go back again.
I was the first person in the media to scoop that we were leaving Staples Center. 2 full years before Arash Markazi, quote, broke the story. I talked about it for 2 full years.
And it feels like you've been talking about it for 2 full years.
No, way longer. Way longer. All right, before I let you go, I'm going to think of another F-word Clipper
player. And I'd like to talk about Hank's player of the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, okay. So you tell me about Hank's player of the game while I think about another great Clipper, because I got Yogi Ferrell, I got Fiondo Mbengele, and I got Tremaine Folks. So I can think of a 4th F-word Clipper legend, former Clipper great, because anyone who plays on the Clippers for any moment is a former Clipper great.
Oh, sure.
Or a current Clipper great. That's the only thing you can be. I can think of another. I can think of a 4th Clipper F-word. All right, you dazzle the fans with your HD POG. Henry Dittmann's player of the game in glorious high definition here at the Vivid Seats studio. What is the sound I'm hearing? Oh, it's because...
You opened the sunroof, you ding-dong butt.
Well, I wanted to give us a little
I mean the terrace of the Vivid Seats
the
arena.
The moon dome.
Listen, I think there were some stumbles for him late in the game, but Paul George is Hank's player of the game simply because... He went 23-10 and 6 assists. He was darn near. A couple more Clippers make some shots. He's triple-doubling this game. But you know what? Hank's player of the game is you, Clippers Nation. It's you. It's you, the fan at home listening to this podcast and watching the Clippers and cheering them on. But Paul George, probably Hank's player of the game. But I have to say, honorable mention goes to Zubats. with 11 rebounds.
Rebounds is great.
He got most of them early, but it was really nice. We many times in the first half looked at each other, and I said to you, this is a guy who's playing for his chance to play. This is a guy who's playing for minutes.
Yes.
And I felt like, especially in the first half, I mean, I want to say that Zubac got 9 of his 11 rebounds in the first half.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, he was almost at a double-double at halftime. Absolutely.
Except for his 6 stinky points, but he did have a nice lay-in at one point. So anyway, that's my Hanks player of the game. And you don't get one because your name's not Hank.
My Hanks player of the game was Scooby, the slam-dunking chihuahua that put on a show at one point. They put a deflated ball.
Oh, Christian
ball.
And Scooby, you mean?
Christian and Scooby. They put a deflated mini basketball in Scooby's chihuahua mouth, his maw.
Okay.
His muscle.
It's awful.
And he went on his hind legs like people.
People do. No, did the dog think he was people?
He sheepishly walked.
Sheepishly like a sheep?
And shook over to the rim, knowing that if he didn't make the shot, he would be beaten severely.
I saw that as well.
With a switch or a
the
bell.
The dog had his literally had his tail between his legs. Now, now let me hit you with this.
So my Hanks player of the game is Scooby.
Now, what about some Clippers F names like Jordan Farmer?
Oh, Jordan Farmer!
What about Raymond Felton?
Raymond Felton!
What about Randy Foy?
Randy! Oh, no, no! Hang your hat and coat in the foyer for Randy Foy! Oh, you are doing some deep pulls.
These are good ones.
It
thank
is
you,
now
Internet.
3-3 in the F word Clippers.
I'm looking
that
down the
great.
List,
that
but I'm only
great.
Looking at names that I truly recognize. Courtney Fortson.
Oh, who doesn't remember Ferricky Farks? Fawn Fooks.
Oh, okay. Careful now.
Flory Fafetti.
Careful on the enunciations.
I remember
but
all
Jordan
of those
Farmar,
athletes.
Raymond Felton. Oh,
absolutely. And
I
the
think, third I think one Raymond was the Felton, best. Who when he did
Randy Foye is the best.
Raymond Felton, who you famously heckled before he was a Clipper, you're sweating gravy.
Oh, was he the big boy?
He just was a little chubby. He got lean. He got lean as a Clipper.
I thought it was his last name was Trailer. But yeah, any of the heavy guys, I
no,
would really go
no,
to work
no,
on.
No, no, no. No, no.
My favorite former Clipper great, his name was Rajual Butler. Because are we going to be exclusive or are we going to keep it Rajual?
Rajual.
It may have been Razul, but I'll never
no,
pronounce
it. No, it was Rajual.
It's Rajual.
Rajual.
But also, Rajual Butler and Randy Foye were playing
hey,
together.
Who are, let's really quickly each name off a couple of, like, favorite forgotten Clippers. Like, that was a favorite of an era, but is nowhere near, like, the all-time list.
Oh, like,
I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Cuttino Mobley.
Oh, Cat Mobley.
Who basically his health got in the way of his career.
Sure. His heart was too
but
big.
But, like, he had
big
so much
cat.
Heart as a Clippers player.
Well, I mean, there's, you know, obviously Sam Cassell is you and I's shared favorite
yeah, but not,
Clipper all time. But
yeah, I'll buy
that,
though. I'll buy that.
I'll tell you, Al Thornton.
Yeah, Al Thornton. I have an autograph. I have an autographed Stitch jersey.
I thought he had the juice.
We were on courtside at the end zone.
I got one.
He made a great dunk.
I got an F one.
Okay.
Al Farouk.
Amino. Yes.
What the Farouk Clippers win a game at Staples. Are you Farouk-ing kidding me? Amino. Amino, really.
I feel like
honestly.
I need to go lick my wounds.
Does that mean drink? Is that code for drink?
I need to go drink my beers.
All right. So here's the deal. We had a great show. We had a terrible loss. I want you to know we're going to win in Dallas.
Yep.
And
blow them out in Dallas, squeak them in LA, except you think the opposite, and we're betting a six-pack on it.
Yes.
When we'll each drink a six-pack as a reward to ourselves for winning or losing the bet.
Clippers Nation, you did great tonight.
You're great.
You showed up. Finally.
Yes, Clippers Nation.
I appreciate
Nation.
It. We're going to need you on Sunday, I believe it is. We're going to need you on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll be, by the way, that'll be a day game. That'll be Channel 7.
Oh,
ABC.
It's a damn deal.
I don't know that for certain, but why wouldn't it be?
Oh, Lord.
Game 7.
And that's how we're going to break the day game curse.
Break the day game curse. Break the Staples home playoff curse.
Clippers always win.
Break the Clippers
day
curse.
Game on a game 7. On a Sunday.
So, Clipper Nation, Clippers
oh,
Nation.
Shoot it.
Whatever
shoot,
you wore tonight, burn it. Burn it in the funeral
yeah,
pyre.
Don't wear it again. Don't wear it again, Clippers Nation.
I have I can't wear the Clipcast. I can't bring the Clipcast hat to these games anymore.
No.
I've learned my lesson.
You have to. I can't wear my Buffalo Braves hat that I really like.
I wore Chris Paul and Blake Griffin Clipper socks thinking, well, these are the last guys to get a W at Staples Center.
So it's your fault.
Oh, it's 100% my fault.
Hope you're happy.
Well, I really...
I guess you're not.
I really farouked us all up. I really fiandued the bed.
What's the saddest...
I'm really happy
sound of the horn
that I
we
pulled
can do.
Al Farouk Aminu.
It's really
out of
good.
The, out
you
of
didn't even have to
pocket.
Look online. I looked online for mine. What's the saddest?
I didn't look online for any of my four Clipper F words, which trumps your three Clipper F words that used
I don't
the
care.
Internet.
I'm not playing. Let's make the sound
so
of the horn.
So that's my Hank's playing.
Sound of the horn. Here's mine.
Here's my Hank's horn of the game. Oh, here in the Vivid Seat Studios. Here's my Hank's horn of the game.
Oh God. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.